From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
You're very welcome to our program this evening. I trust the Lord will bless us as we gather together around His Word. Remember, our study subject is pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, and we're introducing that series by looking at the Savior's words in Luke chapter 24. I trust that you have your Bible open at that portion. We're going to be turning to it in just a moment or two. Next month, we will be introducing a testimony by a young lady, Kerry O'Rourke. Her family came from Dublin, but moved over to England, and it was there that Kerry was introduced to the Bible and the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it was many, many years later that she finally was converted. I hope that you take a note then that we'll be playing that testimony during the month of December. Of course, we continue this month to play extracts from a sermon I preached in our church in Kilskerry on the subject, The Danger in Delay, which is based upon the text, Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. That's Proverbs chapter 6, 10 and 11. Now we're offering the full sermon tape free to anyone who wants a copy. Perhaps you have someone that you would like to hear a warning from God's word about the danger of putting off coming to Christ. Well, this tape would suit them very well. Here's that extract.
I want you to notice something more in our text. Why is it sinners are careless? We could analyze the matter most closely and come up with dozens and dozens and dozens of reasons why men and women are careless about their soul salvation. Well, we're not going to do that tonight, but I would like to give you some very important reasons. I think first and foremost, there is the deceptions of the devil at work. That's why people are careless about their souls and are not alarmed and do not stir themselves and rise to obey God. They've been deceived by the devil. No person sets out to be damned. There's no one I have ever met who says, well, I want to go to hell. I want to neglect my soul so that I'm damned and lost. Never met anybody who ever said that. That's what the vast majority of people are doing. They are neglecting their soul to their eternal damnation. The Lord Jesus makes very clear that there are going to be more people in hell than there will be in heaven. Just as there were more people drowned as there were in Noah's Ark. And there were more people consumed in Sodom and Gomorrah than there were escaped out of it. And how is it that the majority of the world's population is going to be lost? You don't intend to be lost. They'd be aghast if you were to tell them that what they're doing will lead to their damnation. They would voice strong determination never to be sold down. And yet the Lord Jesus says that wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And I think the vast majority of those that are travelling the broad road to damnation are there saying to themselves, just a little while longer, then I'm going to get off this road and start for heaven. I'm sure the devil is behind that. He was behind the decision of Felix when Felix, having listened to Paul reason about sin and righteousness and judgment to come, Felix was troubled. He trembled. But he said, and I have a more convenient season. I'm going to think about this. Whenever a heart is troubled, whenever a mind is disturbed by the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil says, no need to be in a hurry. Yes, you need to escape, but don't panic. Wait just a wee while longer.
We have been looking at this portion of God's Word in Luke chapter 24 as an introduction to our study, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. And I have desired to spend this time around these words of the Lord Jesus in order to emphasize to you that when we read the Old Testament, we ought to expect to find Christ revealed to us. Many may say, this is a strange thing. Indeed, oftentimes during my ministry, I have been asked the question, why do you preach from the Old Testament? Surely it's the New Testament that is the source of our information, and there we find the message of Christ and the gospel for this age. It's true we find the message of Christ in the New Testament and the gospel, but it is wrong to think that there is no revelation of Christ in the Old Testament. Remember this, Christ had no book to preach from other than the Old Testament, and everything Christ said unto men, he proved to be the message of God by referring to the Old Testament, and likewise the apostles. They had no book other than the Old Testament. So we ought to recognize that in the Old Testament, just as in the New Testament, Christ is revealed. They both bear witness to the same glorious truth. The Savior tells us here in the verse 26 what it is that we should look for when we're reading the Old Testament. For when he turned these two doubting disciples to the Old Testament, he said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. The two things then that Christ was emphasizing to these two disciples was the sufferings and the glory of himself. And therein, of course, lies the very heart of the gospel message. The Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary suffered. He suffered in order to pay the penalty of the sins of his people. But afterward, he was raised from the dead, and he ascended to his Father's right hand, and entered into his glory, because he had accomplished salvation. He had been successful. It was finished. It was finished. And he who represented his people at the cross in the place of judgment now represents his people at his Father's right hand upon the throne in victory. And that's the two sides of the gospel message. Praise God, there's deliverance in the sufferings of Jesus, and there is a victorious life to be enjoyed in the glory that Christ has entered into. In Ephesians chapter 2, and the verses 5 and 6, we are told, even when we were dead in sins, God hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Paul continues this theme in Colossians chapter 3, and the verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The one who puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and enters into the benefits of his death, namely, forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, peace and assurance that it is well with her soul, the one who has entered in to the benefits and blessings of the Savior's death also enters into the benefits of the Savior's resurrection and his sitting at the Father's right hand. For we have been led forth from death to now live a life of victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. This twofold experience of life and power through the sufferings and the entering into glory by the Lord Jesus is wonderfully illustrated for us in the experience of Lazarus. You remember Lazarus, who was raised from the dead. When he came forth from the tomb, now alive, you remember how the Savior commanded that they loose him and let him go. Take off from him the old grave clothes and rid him of the garments that were fit for the tomb, but not fit for a living man. Here he was entering into life, but it didn't end there. I've been reading from John chapter 11, where you read of the resurrection of Lazarus. But in the chapter 12, listen to this. Verse 1, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Don't you see the picture, the image here? The man who was brought from the tomb is now sitting down at a feast with Christ. He is sharing in the honour that Christ was here enjoying. And that, dear Christian, is the picture that we should be seeking as we read the Old Testament, how that Christ, by his suffering and his entering into glory, has wrought a fullness of life for his people. You will see the benefits of such a study, because as a result of what they heard, there is a tremendous change wrought in these two disciples. They say themselves later, if you care to look at the verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Here's the impact of this searching the Old Testament and particularly studying the sufferings of Christ and his entering into glory. They were transformed from gloomy, disillusioned, disappointed, unbelieving disciples into those whose hearts burned with fire and zeal, and who are now not leaving Jerusalem, but returning again to it, filled with a desire to share the blessing that they had received and to tell the other disciples of the Lord's resurrection. This, I trust, will be the impact upon us as we take up next week in the will of the Lord our Old Testament studies in the pictures of Christ that we find there. Thank you for listening. Join with me now next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.